Hello everybody and welcome again to today's video. And today we are going to continue with the Q&A section where you or a student on Udemy ask a question and I try my best to answer the question. Okay, so today's question is from someone who is a very good person. You see, very warm, you know. And the person says something like this. Nor, I want to make sure that I pay my employee fairly. Should I pay them more to work for me? And the answer is no. Okay, don't get angry. Wait until I teach you. Okay, so even if you are a good heart person, all right, even if you are a good heart person, and even if you're going to pay people fairly, when it comes to paying people, it also depends on the kind of employee that you are hiring. Okay, there are also so many employees that are not a good hiring, and even if you pay them more money, they are not going to do a great job. Okay, so from my experience, what I found out that there are some kind of employee that they will agree on a good amount of salary, which is the market price, and they will do a superb job. And there are some other kind of employee that will do a horrible job and they will always demand for more money. Therefore, there is really no relationship between how much you pay someone and how loyal or good they are. Of course, if you meet the basic standard. That's the first thing to understand. The second thing to understand that there's three kinds of employees. You got a professional employee, you got an administrative employee, and then you got a labor employee. So with the labor employee, you go with the marketplace, with the market price. Because right now, if you check how many, for example, dishwasher, a guy who can or a girl who wash a dish, we have right now, for example, in Istanbul, we have like hundreds of thousands of people that can wash the dish. Okay? Therefore, there is a market price that the restaurant agrees to pay for this group of people. And these people, this group of people with this specific skill, labor skill, can only earn that amount of money. So if they make, for example, $9 an hour, and then they demand $15 an hour, well, if the market does not offer that price, they will find no jobs. Okay, so you don't always overpay unless the market overpay, because the market has a lot of this kind of employees. And if this employee doesn't want to work, okay, just replace them with someone else that agrees to work on this market price. The second and the third kind of employee, which is the administrative. Well, the administrative also has a market price because, for example, they have specific kind of management skill. Right, but this kind of skills you can also find in too many people. You can find people who are good at managing other people. You can find other people who are good at accounting. You can find other people who are good, for example, at HR and so on and so forth, to fulfill a specific role in your business. And they also have a market price in a specific location. Therefore, you don't go too far when you want to pay these people. You want to look for the market price, but you also want to give an extra little bit more money, because if they have good values and they have good attitudes, of course, you want to pay for that. Now, the third kind of employee, which is the professional employee. Now, this is tricky. This is really tricky. Because the professional employee can actually save you a lot of time, money, and effort when it comes to creating your product. Say, for example, that you are a jewelry maker, right? You want to sell jewelry. If you get someone who had 1 year experience, they might make your jewelry, right? But they might waste a lot of time and effort and raw materials, so you lose money. On the other hand, if you bring someone with 20 years of experience, now these people will actually save you a lot of time, effort, frustration, and energy. Therefore, they're worth to pay them more. And that's come to negotiation, you see? When it comes to hiring people, if it's labor, it's the market price. If it's administrative, the market price, and add a little bit if you see that they have great attitude. Professionals, you look at the market price, then you look at the experience of the people, and then you negotiate price. In most scenarios, something like this. But you do not act like a unicorn business where you have a lot of money and you just want to make people happy, because you cannot run your business like that. You want to become profitable. And when you want to make a product or sell a service, you need to meet a specific price point. And if you pay a lot, you are going to lose money. Okay? That's very important for you to understand. And you don't want to squeeze it too much that you lose your people. So market price, in most scenario, it's to the most employee, it's actually very, very good starting point. Now, if you want to pay more, that's good. But you want to make sure that you can afford to pay more. Okay? And if employee asks you to pay more, but they don't have a great work experience, or they haven't accomplished something great to your business, you really don't have to pay more. I remember when I was in China, and we have some employees, every 6 months, they want to add salary, but they actually had horrible portfolios. And I wondered why our company kept these employees. And we had few employees that they just kept working. And at the end of the year, we had to increase their salary because we wanted to keep them in our business. So it's not a matter of having a good heart. It's not a matter of an employee is asking. It's a matter of a market price, in addition to experience, in addition to attitude. And it's all negotiable. While you are doing all of that, you need to keep in mind your cost and your profit and your expenses. You are running a business. If they don't want to work with you, you want to keep your business running. You have nothing to do about it. Okay? That's my personal opinion. You can like it or you can hate it. I don't know. It's up to you. Okay? That's going to be for today. I will see you in tomorrow's video. Take care. Bye-bye.